We're in Simon Shin Nud Dalid, Sif Aleph Bor, B'shus HaRabim, V'chul Yasvivo. If there's a pit in a public domain, and there's mounds of dirt around it, which basically act as a wall. Im Ome B'toch Arba Tfachim Lirshus HaYachid. If the bor itself is within Arba Tfachim of a Rishus HaYachid, let's say an apartment building or a house or something like that, then Moter L'malos M'men Rishus HaYachid Afilo Ein HaChul Yagavo Asara. Then you are able to fill up from that pit, let's say it's a well, so you're able to fill up from the well into Rishus HaYachid, even if the mound around it is not 10 high. Since the space between the well and the Rishus HaYachid is less than 4 tvachim, people don't usually walk in that area, and therefore it would have the status of a makom ptur, because it's such a small space. So if outside of your window you have a well, so you can fill up water from that well into your house, tie a bucket to a string or something like that, and lower it into the well, as long as there's less than 4 tvachim between the house and the well. You can even stand outside and raise it into the Rishus HaYachid, because all of this is transferring from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid with a makom ptur in the middle, and therefore it's going to be okay. The Mishnah Berurah says the same thing is true if there was no chulia at all, but the bor itself is 10 deep, so that's going to be okay as well to take water from the well into your house. Continues the Mechaber, v'imu racho gar Rishus HaYachid, but if the well is greater than four tefachim away from your house, eimam al mimenu, elam kein te'a chulia gavoh asar, then you're not allowed to fill up from the well, unless the chulia itself, the mound itself, is 10 high surrounding the well. Because now the area between the well and the Rishus HaYachid becomes Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you're not allowed to fill up from your house, from the well into your house, even through the window, because that's considered carrying from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid with Rishus HaRabim in the middle, which we know is problematic. And even though you're holding the bucket in your hand the whole time, it doesn't matter, it's still going to be problematic. But if the area around, the mound around it is 10 high, then the dli, the bucket which you are taking out of the well, now is automatically going to be lamala me'asara, because the point is you're raising it above the mound, and the mound is 10 high, which means once you get it over the mound, so now it's going to be 10 high off the ground. And once it's 10 high off the ground, that in and of itself is considered to be a makom ptur, and therefore you're just transferring from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid with a makom ptur in the middle. So if it's lower than 10, then it's going to be a problem of Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid with Rishus HaRabim in the middle. But once you're going directly above 10 from Rishus HaYachid, so that's going to be okay. This is only when the window itself is also higher than 10 tefachim from the ground. So therefore, it's never going to be in the Rishus HaRabim area below 10. The wells that we're familiar with, of where the bucket is hanging over the well, and you lower it and raise it, the Mishnah Berurah says that even if it's keneged aviro, even though the water was in the bucket mibol yom from before Shabbos, so you didn't do the akira on Shabbos, still you have to be careful not to take it out and put it down on the ground around the well, because that will be a anacha alone on Shabbos, which will be problematic. Siv beis, ashba b'rishus harav shagavoh asar rechav arba. If you have a pile of garbage, an area where people throw garbage, in rishus harav, which is 10 high and 4 wide, imi shel rabim, if it's where many people, it's a public place to throw your garbage, mutar lizolk rav rishus hayachid akarvla, you could throw directly from the rishus hayachid onto that garbage area. And even if the garbage area is more than 4 tefachim away from the wall, and therefore the area between it is Rishus HaRabim, still you're allowed to throw from your window into that area, as long as the window is 10 above the ground, so that the Zrika is going to be from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid with a makom ptur in the middle. If it's very far away from your window, so then you wouldn't be allowed to throw it, because there's a danger that it's probably going to fall, not in the Ashba area. It's going to be difficult to throw it directly into the garbage area, and it's going to fall in Rishus HaRabim, which will be problematic. As Mishnah Berurah says, the Rama says, V'lo chashina shem yizgagam in ha'ashba, Rishus HaRabim v'asei lo asuyei, dein derech lezrok la'ashba ledvar ma'usim. We're not afraid that you're going to go and pick it up, because people don't only throw disgusting stuff there. So that's not the concern. The concern isn't that it's going to land in the Ashba and you're going to pick it up. The concern is that it's not actually going to land in the Ashba and you're going to end up throwing it directly into the Rishus HaRabim. V'mishal yachid, if it's an area of an ashpa where just an individual throws his stuff, aser, you're not allowed to throw there. Shum diyachid asa lefanos ashpa shalov, v'yavo lishpoch sham kedarkan, v'dimsu shofen b'shus harabim, because it's going to be a concern that he's gonna end up taking the stuff away and moving it away, and you're gonna pour there normally, and it's gonna end up being Rishus HaRabim and no longer the Ashba area. The whole point is that this Ashba area, since it's higher than 10, is gonna have the status of a Makom Ptur. But if it's far away and therefore there's a concern that you're gonna miss, or it belongs to a Yachid and he could move it at any point, in which case it will turn into Rishus HaRabim, so therefore you wouldn't be able to throw it in that situation.